Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, we all want to be loved. We all want to be special. And as Radiohead said, I wish I was special. But he wasn't special. He was a creep. But that's not the point today. The point today is to talk about people who are special in those special categories employees that are law enforcement officers, firefighters, air traffic controllers. There's a whole group of y'all, Border Patrol, Bureau of Prisons, and you have a whole special world that we want to go over just a little bit today. What we want to remember is that everybody's fed, right? In some way, federal employee there, whether you're at the VA, Social Security, postal employees even, Department of the Air Force, all of that, you're still within the same world. But there's a subset of people that have this special retirement program, and we want to address that a little bit today. In fact, I had somebody ask me, I've been asked actually pretty often to come out physically on campus and do workshops for these groups of people. If you need that, reach out. I can do it, and we don't charge to do this. Not a problem. So a lot of times people say, oh, well, we had a guy come out and he just didn't know special category stuff. So talk to Reyna. She's your chica. Either me or my team, we have quite a few people in quite a few places who can definitely help. Well, what does it mean to be special? I wish I was special. So what does it mean to be super special in special categories? Well, first of all, you contribute a little bit more into your pension. So if you are in the FERS system and you were hired before 2013, you were contributing 1.3%. If you are after, you're contributing 4.9. So that's a little bit less, obviously, a little bit more than your cohorts that are non-special categories. But there you have it. You're contributing a little bit more Gatorade into the program. Now, what does that merit you? What does that get you? Well, first of all, you have different eligibility standards. Anybody who was looking at the DRP and watching for the DRP last year, 2025, knows that a VERA offer allows you to leave if you have age 50 and 20 years of service, or any age with 25 years of service. That's the eligibility standard for special categories for LEOs and firefighters and Border Patrol and Bureau of Prisons and air traffic controller. Any age with 25 years of service and over the age of 50 with 20 years of service. But there's mandatory retirement too, because y'all have a pretty high stress gig that you're in. So they want you to be out of Dodge by age 57. Now, you can get exceptions to that, as you probably know. There's ways that you can stay longer if you want to, but you have to get approval from your admins and your superiors. And it's my understanding is it's not that hard to really get the approval to stay if you want to. But by staying, that doesn't necessarily give you too much extra money, because you get a special program where after 20 years of service, what is your per year benefit? It's 1.7% per year if you reach those 20 years of service. Well, 1.7 times 20 years, that's 34% of your high three salary for only 20 years of service. That's a pretty good deal. Your cohorts over in the normal Fed program would have had to work 34 years to get 34% unless they reached age 62, and then they get 1.1% per year. So there you have it. Now, if I'm digressing and you're not following me, schedule an appointment, because I can go over this individually for you specifically as well. My number here, 850-450-6500, and you can reach out and text is the fastest way. But here you have it. Many of y'all will be following me because my special categories people know their stuff very well in general. Almost every time I speak to somebody who is in this division of the federal government, they usually have a pretty strong handle on their benefits, their eligibility, and all of that, because y'all spend a lot of time talking about it because you're all ready to go. And that's totally fine. So 20 years equals 34% if you reach the 20. What happens if you don't? Well, then you're not special. I'm a creep. I'm just kidding. I'm not calling you a creep. But you would be normal first, back to normal, regular, like every other day, Joe Schmo federal calculation, even though you did contribute more during that time period. So if you have 18 years of service and you want to leave, 1% per year, you're not getting that 1.7. It's got to be the 20. Now, if you keep working, right, like let's say they have mandatory retirement at 57 and you're like, I don't want to stop working for the federal government, but I'm done with this whole Leo gig here, and you go get hired at the VA or Social Security or the post office, even, you're simply continuing your pension contributions at that other contribution program, right? And those years will be added as well, but they're only worth 1%. So let's say I work 25 years total, 20 as a Leo, 5 as a maintenance guy at the post office. Well, that's 34% for my first 20 years plus 5. So I've got 39% of my high 3 salary in retirement. If that math does not jive, reach out and set appointment. It's easy for me to help you do the math and what that actually means in dollars and cents. Dollars and cents, y'all. It's a similar comparison to civil service because some people say, oh, well, I don't know how to calculate civil service pensions. Well, I do. We do. You do the different tiers and then you add them up. And then it's cool. I used to not like math when I was a kid. I love math now. I really love it because math doesn't lie. Or what do they say? Liars don't figure and figures never lie. Figures never lie and liars don't figure. So something like that. Anyway, so you've got some other benefits. Now, TSP, you're still contributing into TSP and you're still getting a match. And so when you go to separate, when you retire, there's also special things for you from TSP. Meaning if you're any age and have 25 years of service when you retire or 50 and 20, you're able to then touch your TSP and there's no 10% penalty. You don't get charged the extra cost when it comes directly from TSP to you. And that law is fairly new. That's only what, 2-3 years old or something, where if you retire and touch money from TSP as a withdrawal, they're not going to penalize you for taking your money. That's very, very cool. And we had that as a win. Yay, celebration. Celebrate TSP. Come on. So that was exciting. The other thing you also get is a supplement. So remember the three-legged stool. You get all three right when you retire. So you will start getting your supplement in retirement pretty much straight away. And my goodness, my hair is going crazy. Remember the original Batman, Batman number one with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson? And then everybody, like, Joker was putting all these like bad stuff in all of the self-care products. So nobody wanted to use their self-care products. So they had the people on the news and they just looked horrible, like no makeup and their hair was everywhere. That's what I feel like I look like right now. So anyway, judgment-free zone here in the middle of this video. But if you, you're getting the supplement. So let's say you retire from law enforcement or firefighters or Border Patrol, Bureau of Prisons, air traffic controllers. I think I'll keep mentioning every single one every time. If you retire, you're going to get your supplement straight away. That is leg two. Remember, the supplement is the bridge between retirement and age 62. Why? Because you could turn on regular Social Security at age 62. Doesn't matter if you do or not, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. You're getting your supplement. Let's say you retired at age 51 and you're bored because you're 51 and you go get another job. You can receive the supplement and your pension and your full salary from your other job. And it doesn't matter. It's not going to affect your supplement until you reach your minimum retirement age. And that's what's awesome about being special categories. Well, there's a lot of other things too. But you can go work a job and make $100,000 a year if you want to at this other job. And there's no earnings test. Like, they're not going to cap you at the $24,480, which is what it is this year, 2026. They're not going to reduce your supplement because of the other job until you have exceeded the age of your minimum retirement age. For most of y'all, it's going to be 57 right now here in 2026. So how great is that? How wonderful is that? You can go, you can work some more in retirement and you're not going to be penalized for working. Now, obviously, if you retire then, maybe you'll take a break and kind of have a calm time period, but maybe you want to go back to work. But you don't have to be concerned for limiting that income in order to get the full supplement until you've reached your minimum retirement age. So there's a lot of really good things, not to mention the fact that you're getting some extra money now. Like, you get your adjusted base pay because of locality, but you also get some extra benefits while you're working. And you know this, But I'm the retirement person, right? While you're working, it is what it is. When you're coming to exit, how great is it that a lot of those extra benefits, though, count to determine your high three salary? So that's pretty cool. Pretty special. Wish I was special. So you've got a lot of awesome things going on in your world. And you also have an awesome team over here who can help you understand a lot of that. Again, my number here, 850-450-6500. You can text me, which is probably the best way to do it, and get scheduled. If you have a request for a meeting, let your superiors know. They can reach out to us as well. We're not just some cool people online. We have relationships with a lot of different organizations, different entities in the federal government who request these workshops from us. And we also continue to do them on a regular basis. So hope that helps. We look forward to helping you with this exit, whenever that is, however soon it is. But it's never too soon to start planning. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.